From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
The hard times, we took a hard left, but we're all right. Yeah, life sure can try to put love through it, but we built this right, so nothing's ever gonna move it. When the bones are good, the rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could peel, the glass could shatter. Let it rain.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was The Bones by Maren Morris, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, in addition to the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's show is coming to you from Stephen Shell Living in Mount Pleasant. We'll be talking to Cindy Wilson. Also, John Rosa with Rhino Shield by Palmetto Ceramic Coatings. Isaac Moyer with Moyer Woodworking. And interior designer Karen Germond with KMD Interiors. But before we get the show started, joining us now, our art director, Patrick Brickman, photographer and graphic designer, Callie Cranford, and our other photographer and graphic designer, Ebony Ellis, with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. How you folks doing?
Good. Hey, Tim.
Good. Pretty good on this end.
Good. Well, this is an exciting time. It repeats itself every 3 months because we're a quarterly magazine, but it's an exciting time when our new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine comes out, and our fall issue is now available. And on the cover are a worldwide known yoga teacher and author, Catherine Buttig, along with former ESPN sports reporter and analyst Kate Fagan. And they invited us into their Mount Pleasant home, and we've got a great feature story on them both in their house. Tell me, what was that photo shoot like for our cover people, Catherine and Kate?
Yeah, the cover shoots are always one of my favorites to go on. A lot of excitement around it, a lot of people involved, and super nice people to work with, very warming and welcoming, and just love their house. It just pops off the pages. I'm so happy how they printed, and lots of color and fun nooks and crannies and interest in each picture. And yeah, they were great to work with, a lot of fun. You know, Catherine is a yoga instructor, so she was open to doing some fun poses, which, you know, normally we don't get to deal with that. So we try to showcase that a little bit on the cover. And, you know, Kate has quite the shoe collection, and they collect a lot of different things. So just kind of showcase those in the magazine. Mm-hmm. So,
gotcha. Were there any challenges to photographing their home?
You know, the bathrooms are always tricky. The one with the kind of toil wallpaper pattern, that was a little bit of a tight of a shot. And, you know, some of the backyard photos were a little difficult. I was right up against the wall squatting, and it was probably about 100 degrees. So I was sweating pretty good that photo shoot. But, yeah, it was good. We kind of just divide and conquer there with the floor plan with the three of us.
Gotcha. And I think, Patrick, a lot, very often our staff, all of our staff will come to the table with ideas about who we should put on the cover. And I think you were the one who had identified Kate because you're a big ESPN viewer. And
yeah, you know, I was kind of looking on our Instagram page and just checking who followed us. And if they have a blue check mark, that kind of means they're a big deal and certified as a public figure. And yeah, I've seen Kate on ESPN on Pardon the Interruption, or no, it was Around the Horn. And yeah, they followed us. They like a lot of our stuff. And I was like, yeah, we should reach out to these too. And I'm glad they accepted our invitation to have us out there. Yeah.
Right. And Catherine, the yoga instructor, mm-hmm. you dug up a publication that we had laying around here from like 2004, 2005.
Yeah.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Right. It's now a defunct publication, but.
Yeah, exactly. I was kind of digging through old magazines, which we keep around here for inspiration. And it was kind of like kismet, just happened upon it and showed it to our editor. Like, and they were talking about her moving down here 9 years prior, just how big a deal it would be if she moved here. And so it was kind of cool that happened.
Right. Callie, tell me about some of your favorite parts of the new fall issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine.
Yeah, the cover was wonderful to shoot. All the details in their house was beautiful. And the pop art was really neat as well. I think one of my favorites was the project file for Indigo Alley. Mm-hmm. I love those girls. They turn, you know, the smallest or biggest spaces into beautiful works of art. And they work with contractors and builders to make the home perfect for their client. And I really appreciate their work. So, mm-hmm. and I love working with them. So that was great. Also, I got to go in my first Rainbow Row house with Rush Dixon Architects, so that was great. Love working with Miss Judy Dixon. She's great, and seeing how they transformed the home, also keeping the original work in the home, I'd never seen anything like that before. So that was incredible to see. I think I stayed there for like 3 hours shooting that house because it was just incredible, all the detail and the natural brick. And
that's so cool. Yeah. Like, tourists walk by Rainbow Row every day. How many people actually get to step foot inside one of the dwellings on Rainbow Row? That's awesome.
Yeah, it is a one of a lifetime kind of deal. So it was great.
Right. Awesome.
Really enjoyed it.
How about you, Ebony? What were some of your highlights of our fall issue?
It will definitely be the remodeling. So the outdated to updated. I really appreciate just how it looked like before, and then what it transformed into later. So I really appreciate like Carolina Lanterns and what they did. I really appreciate other places too, like Gateway Supply. And because when I went in there were some spots that were still needed to be touched up on, but just seeing the spot where I need to take the photos to look really great and what they turned into was pretty awesome. So I'm always in shock to see how they can turn something that needed to be transformed into something great. And so I appreciate that. And then what Patrick said, sometimes like we have to get tight shots, or it can be a little bit uncomfortable, but that's where my brain works the most, and where I can figure out angles to look great and to put it in the magazine. So I really appreciate that a lot.
Yeah.
I just want to add, you know, one of my favorite things too is same section. When we go out to these photo shoots, people are always telling me, you know, we took down this wall and we did this and that, but I never get to see the befores so much. And this is the issue that you actually get to see that before and after, and trying to line up the similar angles so right. you can make that visual connection, what actually did occur in this remodel. So,
right. So you're both referring to our remodeling guide, our fall issue. We focus on remodeling and a lot of before and after photographs of local projects, as well as lots of great remodeling ideas in the fall issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. And we definitely want everyone to pick up an issue. Issues are out at all of our home-related advertisers that you see in Charleston Home and Design magazine. If you're in Mount Pleasant, great place to stop by is like Stephen Shell Living, where today's radio show is coming from, or GDC Home, North Charleston, Melser Tile, or Palmetto Tile. All the Sherwin-Williams stores, lots of places where you can pick up the latest issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. Well, special thanks to our photographers and graphic designers for joining us today and telling us about all of their hard work coming to fruition here in the fall issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home. Today's radio show is coming to you from the beautiful big showroom at Stephen Shell Living in Mount Pleasant. They're located at 640 Coleman Boulevard, right next to Bottles and across the street from Moultrie Middle School. And now we're talking with Cindy Wilson with Stephen Shell Living. How are you doing, Cindy?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. Well, Cindy, take a moment and tell everyone about Stephen Shell Living.
Wow. Might take more than a moment to do that. We are a unique furniture store that's been here for a little over 6 years. We've expanded over the past 6 years two different times. We've recently, in the past year, grown the store to about 25,000 square feet from our original 5,000 square feet.
Wow.
And so with that, we're able to bring in a little bit of everything to fit everyone's needs. We have anything from small accessories like candles and knickknacks, jewelry, a little bit of some clothing actually, mm-hmm. all the way up to any type of furniture needs you might have, and rugs, upholstery, case goods, you name it, we've mm-hmm. we've got it. So we've tried to turn into like a one-stop shop.
And some things that people may be surprised about, Stephen Shell Living has bathroom vanities.
We do.
That
we
you
do.
Can
you can customize.
Walk out yep. the and customize, and also ready to take out the door
yeah.
too.
Yep.
Kitchen islands.
Yes, we are big enough now with the 25,000 square feet that we do stock a lot of these items. So unlike a lot of other furniture stores, you can come in and. Don't really want to say cash and carry, but you can walk in and grab your vanity or your island or anything else and walk out the door with it, as opposed to having to order it and yeah. wait for it to come in, which you can as well, you know, still order it and
right,
wait for
right.
it to come in if you're looking for a custom finish.
Or order an island online and then you have to assemble it all yourself. And
oh, yeah.
If
yeah.
you're like my aunt and uncle, they ordered one of those and it was way too big for their kitchen, and so they're stuck
yeah.
with it now. But
yeah.
you don't want to do that. You can come right here to Stephen Shell Living and see it and measure it and touch it, feel it, everything like that.
Yep.
Question. Is there a Stephen Shell?
There really is Stephen Shell. He is a lovely gentleman from London, and he's been actually designing and manufacturing his own furniture for probably 30 years, a little over 30 years. Mm-hmm. And so what's neat is he has his own showrooms at Furniture Market in High Point, North Carolina, and in Atlanta. So it's neat. Our store is different because we actually carry the brand that we actually manufacture, which is nice. But mm-hmm. then we've also brought in a bunch of other lines that, you know, he's suggested, because he's very, you've met Stephen,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's very eccentric and fun and colorful, and he's got a great personality. And
right.
so if you come in the store, you see that, because you
huge
see all the different things.
Quite yeah. a character.
So he is actually a person. So.
And a lot of our listeners may not know this, but we're very lucky to have Stephen Shell headquartered here in Mount Pleasant,
mm-hmm.
because furniture stores around the country are buying his line of furniture, Stephen Shell Living Furnishings. I guess maybe when they go to the market.
Correct. High Point. Mainly the High Point furniture market is we have buyers that come from all over the world and come into the showroom and place orders for their stores.
Right. So
as well as in Atlanta too.
I think that says an awful lot about the Stephen Shell line that other furniture stores. It's not like you're the only one that is selling his line. Right. Furniture stores around the country are selling the
Correct.
Stephen Shell line.
Yeah, and the great thing about it too is, since we are the manufacturer, we can sell these pieces just right above wholesale prices. So you're getting a better deal to the public. We're treating the public like we do our store owners and designers that come
right.
to market and buy from us.
Right.
So we're offering that just to anybody who walks in the door.
Right.
So.
Gotcha. Yeah, kind of a wholesale pricing kind of thing to
Correct.
The public right here in Charleston. And people are always familiar with outlets, and so this isn't an outlet in terms of it being seconds or damaged or things that don't sell. These
right.
are first run
these
items.
These are just brand new pieces that
gotcha.
That we create, that we just offer.
Well, now that we've kind of laid the foundation and tried to enlighten our listeners as to how lucky we are to have Stephen Shell right here in Mount Pleasant. Kind of take us on a virtual tour of the store, because it used to be in this one small space, and then that one small space doubled to a little bigger space, and then what was it, 2 years ago, Stephen Shell?
Last May, a little over a year ago.
You folks did a huge expansion, took over the space where Antiques Market used to be, which it was a big space to begin with, as big as a football field, it seemed like. And take us on a tour, like when someone comes to visit Stephen Shell Living, kind of guide us. What will they experience?
Yeah. Well, the nice thing is when you first walk into the store. I mean, with the first showroom that you walk into, it's got the high ceilings, but the bright, fun kind of energy to it, and you're going to be greeted by our wonderful staff who, is always very energetic and bubbly and happy mm-hmm. and. You walk in and you can see, just different vignettes that we have set up of different pieces that we offer. But then, we have art hanging all over the walls, too. So you can see one-of-a-kind pieces of art that are original pieces mm-hmm. That we have, very reasonably priced, which is nice because it's hard to find original artwork at a good price point. But then you can walk in and on the back right side of the store, we've sort of set up a boutique where you've got lots of jewelry choices and one of kind of an Italian clothing line that's one size fits all, but it's a neat kind of look. So mm-hmm. it's great for Christmas coming up just to have, some gifts and
right.
candles. And then you sort of meander around and see more, and then you can go down into the main part of the showroom, which is where the Antiques Mall used to be, which mm-hmm. we were talking about. And it's just huge. But you walk in and we have it set up where we have sort of an outdoor veranda section with some outdoor furniture items and lots of our botanicals and florals if you wanted to bring some greenery into your house.
Mm-hmm.
We have, in the back part, we've got all of our bathroom vanities. So you get to see all the different sizes. We've got singles. We've got doubles. You can also customize those instead of just buying them off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a designer area that shows you all the different wood tiles of the different colors that you can pick and choose if you'd like to order your own special order piece. We've also got a rug section of all the different vintage Turkish rugs that we carry, plus natural rugs.
Mm-hmm.
We have a huge bedding section. It just goes on and on. Mm-hmm. But the bedding section, we have lots of not just the beds that we're selling, but we're also selling the bedding with coverlets, duvets, matelassés, Euro Sham, Standard Gems, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
We have drapes, and you're going to see a little drape section. Then we also have a little sale section in the back for items that we put on discount.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you walk to the front, more towards back to the front of the store, we have our new lines that we're carrying. We brought in three new lines this fall mm-hmm. that have done real well. More special order designer lines that you can customize your own upholstery. Sofas, sectionals, sleeper sofas, if you'd like. One of them is a little bit of a modern look, more geared towards the millennial kind of age. Then we have another one that's just more your traditional slipcover furniture.
It can be a little overwhelming for a homeowner, but I guess they're usually coming in for a specific need. And I'm always impressed with the great number of upholstered furniture items that Stephen Shell Living has, chairs, sofas, and so on, and lots of very, very unique items which Stephen, in his travels, right, he finds these unique items, or he takes items and has them repurposed to create just interest, very, very interesting decorative items, right?
Right. Well, he has, in the past, he loves to travel, and then when he does travel, he's been known to purchase containers of really fun, unique pieces and have them sent to us. So they're one of a kind pieces, which is great. They're very colorful. But again, it brings the personality in the store. Exactly. But then he also, with his travels, I think that is reflected in his furniture designs too. If you look at his actual furniture line that we carry here in the store, it's a little bit more eccentric. And I think he it's great because he's got the influence of traveling all over to be able to put that in his furniture designs, and you can see it in the store.
Gotcha. Are people sticking more with neutral colors, or are they going bold with bolder colors?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's a little bit all over the place. I mean, definitely your neutral wood tones and whites and grays are going to be your basic go-to, especially here at the coast. That's always our best seller. But then it's fun to have, bring in a lot of the velvets and different brighter colors and a little bit. We're seeing a little bit of a trend of more of the 80s kind of coming back, like 70s and 80s, with more bamboo trends and chinoiserie and, I don't want to say like the Brady Bunch looking style, but it's fun to see it all, coming back. So that's why we carry a little bit of everything right now, trying to hit a market for all different types of age groups.
Has Stephen Shell Living ever furnished an entire home, or someone comes in and maybe has a brand new house or has moved into a brand new house?
We have. We have done that. We actually have our own in-home design team here at the store. So you can come in and work with one of our designers, and we'll be happy to go out to your house and help you decorate your home. But we have done several projects on Isle of Palms, and I guess in Mount Pleasant as well. And we've also done a couple of apartment communities, done their clubhouses and their model units. We're working on one apartment complex right now, and I'm not sure how many in-home designs we have, but it's a booming market. Yeah.
Wow, what a compliment to Stephen Shell Living that a customer would want their entire house furnished with Stephen Shell furnishings.
Well, and that's what we've tried to get to, and it took 6 years. We finally, accomplished it. Mm-hmm. But you can get everything here from the drapes to mirrors to artwork to rugs to the furniture to the not the kitchen sink yet, but we can do the bathroom sink and the bathroom vanity and bar stools, and we have everything. So
good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Stephen Shell Living?
Well, of course, they can come see us. We're open, 7 days a week. And on social media, you can see us at just Stephen Shell Living, Facebook and Instagram. And then just through, email, too, if they want to email us as well. But
and it's best just to stop.
24/7, it seems like.
Stop here at the showroom. And what's the address here again?
The address is 640 Coleman Boulevard, right across from Moultrie Middle School. Mm-hmm. And then we do have a store in Raleigh, North Carolina, mm-hmm. as well. We opened that up 2 summers ago.
Okay.
So it's not quite as big as this one, but and we have people traveling from all over the Carolinas, visiting both stores. So
very good. Excellent. Well, we've been talking with Cindy Wilson with Stephen Shell Living, and thanks so much to Stephen Shell Living for hosting today's radio show. Thanks so much, Cindy.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from the beautiful showroom of Stephen Shell Living, and they're located on Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with John Rosa with Rhino Shield by Palmetto Ceramic Coatings. How you doing, John?
Hey, how are you, Tim?
Good. John, take a moment, tell everybody about Rhino Shield.
Rhino Shield is a ceramic coating product that's applied to the exterior painted areas of your house. This has a 25-year warranty against peeling, cracking, and chipping, and is designed to waterproof and insulate your house.
Mm-hmm.
So no more painting.
Gotcha, gotcha. Now, do people kind of sometimes mix up the ceramic coating of Rhino Shield with traditional paint?
Not our customers. Uh-huh. I think one of the biggest things for consumers is to understand the differences and what makes Rhino Shield the value compared to traditional paint when you're painting a house every 3 to 5 years. And with us, being that we're 8 to 10 times thicker than paint, we reflect radiant heat, and our coating's designed to expand and contract on the house. And that's why it lasts so much longer. So there's a big difference in the coatings. It's like apples to oranges. So that's kind of our job to explain how it can benefit you as compared to paint.
So it would be kind of an insult to call the Rhino Shield coating paint.
I wouldn't take it as an insult. I mean, you know, if you want to classify it as a paint, that's fine. It's just a little bit of a different type of paint, you know. It's paint that's Superman.
Gotcha, gotcha. And besides it being 10 times thicker than regular paint, what is the what other qualities make it contrast with normal paint?
So the big thing is it's got about a third of the water that traditional paint has in it. Therefore, it is a lot thicker. It's deemed an elastomeric coating. And what that simply means, it's designed to expand and contract. As a house expands and contracts, a lot of caulk is designed to do the exact same thing. Our product utilizes 3M ceramics that are designed to insulate the house and reflect radiant heat. So it works similar to a low E window in the fact that it's reflecting up to 83% of radiant heat.
What if your house was painted dark blue?
Dark blue is not going to reflect as much, but there's still the same amount of ceramic in there. And like I said, the ceramics also make that coating a solid. So our product is deemed a 67% solid. And in comparison to spread rates, which if you know a little bit about paint, we're 100 square foot a gallon, which that's a thick application. And most paints are anywhere from 300 to 500 square foot a gallon.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Yeah, right. Now you've used that word ceramic a couple of times. Have I got that mixed up with like maybe ceramic tile?
So ceramics, they're microspheres that we put in the coating, and what those ceramic microspheres do is they pack down, and they form an insulating barrier against your walls. So because they're hollow, it's what like forming a layer of dead air space, just like insulating a house, mm-hmm. and it's going to reflect that radiant heat. And the similar technology is on the tiles of the space shuttle, on the nose and underside of the space shuttle. They have ceramic tile. Rhino Shield's not on the space shuttle. But when the sun's getting hot on that space shuttle, it's reflecting that radiant heat. And that's the whole premise with the Rhino Shield.
Gotcha. So I've when I pick up a paint can and I'm comparing, you know, there's so many choices. A lot of them say 10-year warranty, 15, 20, 25-year warranty. Even when I've sprung for the more expensive paint that says 25-year warranty, it never lasts 25 years. So I guess I'm asking Rhino Shield by Palmetto Ceramic Coatings. I mean, how do you make that claim, and is that claim legitimate? And
that is a legitimate claim. You know, I'm not one to sit here and badmouth anybody or talk about different paints, because there are a lot of good paints out there. Our product is manufactured and warranted by the manufacturer. So that's a big, big difference. So in the event we have a warranty claim, and we have them, we don't pay for the coating. The customer doesn't pay for the coating, and that allows us to come back and get back in front of that customer. You know, from time to time, we've made a mistake out there, and we have to go correct that. So I always tell our customers, you know, it's easy to do the right thing,
yeah,
and that means taking care of your customers. And we also add we have deck coatings that we offer. We have roof coatings for metal roofs. So it's also an opportunity to possibly help the customer out with another need they have.
Mm-hmm. So I've heard the advertising for Rhino Shield by Palmetto Ceramic Coatings. Never paint your house again.
Sure.
And I know it comes with a 25-year warranty, but I mean, is that legitimate? I mean, most people are looking to have to repaint their house after, you know, 10, 12 years or even sooner sometimes.
Yeah, we find the average homeowner's painting every 3 to 5 years, depending on the substrate. You know, Rhino Shield's been around now. This stuff was manufactured back in the 60s for metal roofs and lighthouses. It became Rhino Shield officially as marketing in the early 90s. And I think we've been in Charleston now since 2006. So, you know, again, we've now got a proven track record of success over the years. And, of course, you want to make sure it's installed correctly. But, yeah, absolutely. There's about 50 dealerships across the U.S. There's 6 or 7 international dealerships. And we do a really great job.
Well, that was my next question is how long has Rhino Shield by Palmetto Ceramic Coatings been in business? And you're saying about 13 years here in Charleston.
Well, I believe we came here in 05 and 06. And I got here in 2011, and we have some historic homes and some older wooden homes that we've done, one particularly an old village that was done back in 06. This gentleman was painting his house every year, and outside of a couple touch-ups we've had to make, he's been maintenance-free, and he's a great referral for us. You know, he absolutely loves it. I mean, he was painting it every year. So when I got here, I looked at that job, and I knew we made the right decision to get involved with this company.
Yeah, and I think from a homeowner's point of view, there are times when you've hired someone to do something with your house, and then something goes wrong, and you can't remember who did it, or they've packed up and moved on, and what the fact that Rhino Shield by Palmetto Ceramic Coatings has been around for 13 years here in Charleston. I'm sure you're not planning to go anywhere, but what would happen if they couldn't find you, say, in their 20th year?
So that's the benefit of this, being that it's a manufacturer's warranty. That corporate office will always be there, and that's the difference. You know, you get a lot of these companies that warranty it with the company when you have about 80% of home improvement companies out of business in 3 to 5 years. So it's not a good success rate. So. You know, we're all over the state. We plan to continue being all over the state. We plan to add some more coating products here in the next year. We continue to grow, and we want to thank our customers for allowing us to grow like that.
Mm-hmm. What about colors? Are you limited by the different colors?
We can make, mix, match any color. So we're always constantly working with HOAs, and you know, people are pretty specific on what they kind of choose your colors for you these days, and we are able to match those colors. Yes.
Gotcha. And I know when we were building our house 10 years ago, we wanted to choose a paint color that wouldn't fade as quickly as some other colors. And I think there's a term, light reflective value.
Yes, sir.
And so you want to have a low light reflective value. It's like a scale of 0 to 100,
yeah, right? Our coating comes in 3 different bases. Obviously, white base colors will have a less tendency to fade. If you put a really deep blue, a deep red, you know, we're not able to warranty fading. We haven't had an issue with fading, and we let our customers know that up front. I always tell them the worst thing we had to do is come back, you know, in 8 to 10 years and touch up a wall. Mm-hmm. We'd be happy to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we do.
Even yellow, that fades quickly.
Again, a deep base yellow. That's right. That's right.
Which is a bit of a surprise.
That's right. So we have some variations of these colors that fade, and we may suggest other colors, and we put samples on the wall so the customer can see the color on the home, and we've been able to do a great job with our color schemes, and that's.
What happens if there's a leak or you know something where they've got to do some work on the house and. Disturb the coating.
So you know any type of leaks that you have, you know if we had a job that had a leak, you know we'd recommend the homeowner you know address the leak first. You know we'll come back and take care of things like that, but we're not going to coat a home unless it's ready to be coated, and that's why we inspect them like we do. Down the road, if the homeowner had an issue that wasn't related to the warranty, we'd help them get in touch with somebody they need to fix that, and we'd hold their hand the whole time until we got it fixed.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Rhino Shield by Palmetto Ceramic Coatings?
We're at rhinoshieldsc.com, and we're at 843-884-1992.
All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with John Rosa with Rhino Shield by Palmetto Ceramic Coatings. Thanks so much, John.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Stephen Shell Living. They're located at 640 Coleman Boulevard, right across the street from Moultrie Middle School in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Isaac Moyer with Moyer Woodworking. How you doing, Isaac?
I'm doing well, Tim, and yourself?
Good, good.
Excellent.
So, Isaac, take a moment and tell everyone about Moyer Woodworking.
Sure. So I am a custom woodworking business. You know, I do a lot of almost anything custom at this point, whether it could be boy, a pool stick or a salad bowl, a kind of a custom free-shaped salad bowl, or your dining room table or coffee table or anything that you can think of that you just can't buy somewhere and you want, you know, you have a custom image of what you want, but you need someone custom to make that for you. So, a lot of different things such as that.
Mm-hmm. And maybe your would you call it your signature item? Are the root tables?
Yeah, I would call that at this point my signature. Mm-hmm. And whereas you can find a lot of custom live edge tables around and custom tables of different kinds, but the root table, I don't see those around as much, and I like the natural flow that they capture, and I would like to make that really what I'm known for. Mm-hmm. The root tables, the very natural tables.
Describe what the root table looks like and where it comes from.
Sure. So the root table, it comes from primarily all of what's in the ground when the tree is growing upright, and you can kind of see the shape of it forming when you see a bigger tree as it goes down into the ground. It starts to taper out and get a little wider. Right as it hits the ground, it's usually the roots are starting to really spread out. When the tree uproots and comes up, you see that continue under the ground, kind of spreading out, and I will cut the roots off and flip them upside down so that normally what is down in the ground is now up, and that creates a very nice kind of spreading out canopy where after flush cutting it, I will put a piece of glass on there, and there's a lot of steps in between coming out of the ground to becoming a table. The most time-consuming is removing all the bark from it, because underneath that bark is really where the good, like the really neat character, smooth, waves and curls and character is really hidden there. If you can kind of picture that, it's certainly a picture visually helps a lot, but if you can think of the roots upside down.
Yeah, and you, Isaac Moyer... Moyer Woodworking, you folks make dining room tables. What other kinds of tables do you make out of the roots?
So the roots right now, primarily at this point, I've done coffee tables and dining room tables. Mm-hmm. But I have a lot of pieces where they're not fully available to be as wide for a dining room table, so they work great as kind of entryway tables. A little thinner. Something that would fit against the wall in the entryway that where you'd come in, you'd see it displayed along the wall there. But then also end tables and a lot of different table type sizes depending on the size of the tree.
But right.
That kind of helps decide what it's going to be.
So were you excited to see Hurricane Dorian come toward Charleston?
Well, I've been thinking about it. It's a mix of feelings, of course. As far as knowing that trees are going to come down, as for the business, that's exciting. But it's hard to get excited about something of mass destruction that is moving in. And, sure, trees are going to fall down, which is a little more harmless, but they're also going to fall on houses. And, God forbid someone gets hurt. Of course, that's not something I...
Unintended
consequences, but there was a bit of excitement knowing that, especially when the storm wasn't going to be as harsh as they thought. So I knew, okay, there's not going to be as much building destruction, but there's still going to be some of these old trees that come down. And what do you know? They did. I'm seeing everywhere I drive from point A to point B. I'm spotting and noting, different trees that are down. Some are too big, some are too small. But I'm contacting, residents, businesses. Actually, there's two churches that had large trees come down that I'm in the process of talking to them and seeing about removing them. And it has been good. It turns out.
You look at life when you're driving your car quite different than other people, don't you?
I think so. It even quite different from myself. Say if I would go back 10 years, a fallen tree along the road, I can't recall ever staring at that and letting the creativity start flowing as I'm thinking about what this tree could become. But now, yeah, everywhere. And in my eye, it looks for it now. So I'll just be driving and I'll see an adjacent road that I pass by. I see down there just that look of a fallen tree that, mm-hmm. and detour all of a sudden.
Can homeowners call you at Moyer Woodworking and say, hey, we've got a tree that's down. I don't really want a table, or maybe I do want a table, but either way, can they call Moyer Woodworking?
Absolutely.
And what will you do?
At first, you know, yeah, when whether they want a, whether they're thinking about possibly having a table from it or not, I'd still, at first I'd come out and I'd take a look at it and see if it is of interest for my business, and if it's possible for me to extract this root. Some, frankly, are just too big, or it's not in the right area where I can get my trailer in, which has the winch on it to pull it up. But by all means, contact me, and I would come out and take a look at it. And basically, from that point, I would try to clear off, if I am going to use it, all the dirt that's possible so I can get a clear cut with the chainsaw. But at this point, I would just be looking for the root that has been, you know, uprooted. So it would start with a phone call, and I'd come out wherever you are and at least take a look at it and see if there's something there. I know a lot of people like the idea of seeing this interesting structure that's been uprooted, rather put to some purpose than just taken away and mulched up or right. dumped in a pile somewhere, which a lot of them are.
Are there certain species of trees that you will work with or will not work with?
At this point, I'm not really saying no to any root at this point. Now that I'm down here in Charleston, and I moved down from Pennsylvania, there's different trees that I'm not extremely familiar with, so I'm really, you know, going after any of them just to see, you know, what's there in these new root structures. But primarily, they all will suffice quite well for mm-hmm. a root. There's only one tree, which I haven't identified it yet, but I've come across it, that has a very particular smell to it that is the only reason I wouldn't use that one. It's like a pond water fish kind of smell to the wood itself. It doesn't seem to dissipate. And that would be about the only reason I would avoid something. Just I fear that would stick around a little bit.
But. Well, we're almost out of time, but sure. very, very quickly, once you start working on that tree root in the woods or in someone's yard, how does it become ultimately become a table?
So, step one is certainly bringing it back. Well, I can see even where it is, where it lays, if there is a table in there somewhere. And if there is, I would take it back to the shop and clean out all the dirt and high pressure spray it. So I'm really looking at the structure. And if it seems like that it is possible, at that point I would peel all the bark off the entire thing, start to cut off parts that don't belong, and just work on where's the surface going to be, where there's enough points to, you know, support the glass. But if it is a wet tree, if it had just come down, there's a drying process. Basically, I'll have it in a drying room in my shop until it stops adjusting, and the branches will want to move a little bit and shift. But there's certainly a drying process with these that have just come down.
Gotcha. And then you apply the stain or the...
I don't stain as far as artificially color any of my work pretty much across the board, no pun intended. But I will put a linseed oil coating on it, and that gives it a nice soft satin sheen without too much of a plastic look that polyurethane can give it. Mm-hmm. And that'll protect it from dust and oils of your hands and really helps it look... like an established piece, not just a root in the living room.
Well, that's exciting. Well, how can folks get more information about Moyer Woodworking?
The website is definitely a great place to go and start out. That's moyerwoodworking.com. All my contact information's on there.
M-O-Y-E-R.
M-O-Y-E-R, mm-hmm. woodworking.com.
Okay.
And there's my email's on there. My phone number's right on there. Honestly, I prefer a phone call. Well, either way works, but I enjoy a phone call just to chat about, you know, what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. But there's also email there.
And, what's your phone number?
My phone number is 717, area code, 507-5542.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Moyer Woodworking, and if you have a down tree from Hurricane Dorian and you'd like to get it out of your yard or like it transformed into a beautiful custom table, then you definitely want to give Moyer Woodworking a call. Thanks so much, Isaac.
Yeah, thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Stephen Shell Living, and their big, beautiful showroom is located at 640 Coleman Boulevard across from Moultrie Middle School in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with interior designer Karen Germond with KMD Interiors. How are you doing, Karen?
I'm doing great today. How are you doing, Tim?
Good, good. Karen, take a moment and tell everyone about KMD Interiors.
Well, we are a full-service interior design studio, and we specialize in anything from smaller consultation projects, all the way up through full-service interior design, down to what we've done recently is help clients even specify vacation homes and helping them stock it with everything from kitchen utensils, bedding, etc. So whatever your design or decorative needs are, we can pretty much fulfill it.
Good deal. So I was curious before we started the interview, you were mentioning about the, is this like a resort rental where you furnished everything from the forks and knives and spoons to?
Exactly. It's these clients typically have been out of town and they're purchasing a home, in one instance, sight unseen. Mm-hmm. And in one instance, the furniture transferred or conveyed with the home, so kind of tweaking it to give it their own style. But really, it's a very different project in terms of when you're looking at that rental community, because you need to, you have two objectives that you want. When your clients come to that home, they want it to feel like it's their home. They don't want to feel like they're renting their own home. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you've got to make sure that whatever is in that home is going to be durable, sustainable. It's going to last through the cycles of renters, because we all know if it's not your home, you're probably not going to take as good a care of it as it was yours. So
exactly.
So it's just making sure that we kind of hit both marks.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if it's Kiowa or Seabrook or both, but the people that there are people who will actually rate each of the rentals, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the criteria is. You probably do, but they is it a star system or something? Or
I know there's different systems out there online that typically, yeah, it's stars, I think, is what they use. Ratings,
so,
yeah,
right. So you want to be able to provide an experience, a rental experience for people that is as good as you possibly can afford, and mm-hmm. you know, and but maybe not so good that people are going to want to steal stuff from you, right?
No, exactly. That's what I said. It's, you kind of have two objectives there, that absolutely you want to create an environment where somebody coming into that space to rent it is going to give it 5 stars because they really enjoyed the space. It was comfortable. The bedding was comfortable. But at the same time, not to the point where it's like, you know what, I think we'll take these pillows to go. Mm-hmm. You know? So it's kind of trying to make sure that you hit both and you make your clients as well as the renters
right
comfortable.
You know, and I guess our listeners may not be that interested in hearing about rentals in particular, but it seems to me like some of the selections that you might be making for a rental as an interior designer, if you want something that is going to last and hold up to kids and dogs and, mm-hmm. And all and pets and stuff like that, what do you look for that's going to you know, so that the landlords are not going to have to replace everything every couple of years?
Well, a couple of things right off the bat is the fabric Krypton, and I know that's one brand or one manufacturer, but the fabrics that are out there now that are upholstery fabrics that are stain resistant, stain repellent, clean up very easily, that the difference with a Krypton type fabric is they actually have those stain repellent features woven into the fabrics. So it's an added layer, as opposed to sometimes when you just do a surface stain repellent, over time that can wear down and then it actually can get into the fabric and the fabric is ruined. So I encourage all my clients, even if they're not doing their rental situation, is let's look at the Krypton fabrics. In fact, when I do design presentations, I'll often bring a sample of a white Krypton fabric and I'll start the presentation by just pouring some black coffee on it, and by an hour and a half later, and I always have the clients kind of looking at me like, what is she doing? But by the end of our presentation, I will pat up the liquid and they'll see that there's not even anything left on a pure white piece of fabric.
Wow.
That's been sitting there soaking in coffee for an hour and a half. So that first and foremost, because that's going to increase the longevity of your furniture, be it just in your own home or if you have a situation where you are having people rent. I mean, Airbnb is so huge now. Even if you're not routinely renting your home, if you're, you know, every once in a while, like, you know, we're out of town for a week, why don't we just go ahead and Airbnb our home? So really take a look at what's in your home and what you can do to make it a little more durable, sustainable.
How long have you been an interior designer, Karen?
Oh, gosh, it's a second career for me. I started in terms of actually practicing interior design, 2004.
Okay.
And before that, I went back and went to design school.
Gotcha. I'm always curious about how an interior designer's mind works, because you're not just taking your schooling, but then also your experiences that you've had and the different types of products that you have been introduced to as an interior designer. I mean, that's if for no other reason why someone may want to hire an interior designer, it seems like it you would want to tap that wealth of knowledge that you have to enhance your own home.
Oh my goodness, you are absolutely right. The one thing in this field, and I guess so many fields, it's the same way, but number one, every day is different. Every day presents a new challenge, and that challenge becomes your experience. Every project, I learn something, I take that away, and I'm that much better of a designer for my next client.
Mm-hmm.
And you multiply that over 15 years, and I have a lot that I can bring to the table in terms of all the little nuances that I think back to when I was first starting, and it's, you have that schooling that you get, kind of that classroom-based schooling, and that's a good foundation, but like anything, it's real life that really gives you the experience and the expertise that you need to do your job well.
Right, because people often think an interior designer can help you arrange your furniture, and there's as we're illustrating today, there's so much more that an interior designer can do. Do you have very many repeat customers at KMD Interiors?
You know, they are the heart of our business, and I love that. That I had a practice up in Virginia for a number of years, moved down here permanently last year, but had been working down here for the past 4 years. And I still am servicing clients up in Virginia, and I love that I've seen their kids go through middle school, high school, now they're married, and it's so fun to be a part of that process and help them through their lifestyle changes. Mm-hmm. That I've helped two clients who became empty nesters, who then purchased a second home, then a vacation home, and it was just so nice to be able to, number one, go into that project really understanding their design tastes. And one of them said, you know what, Karen, I really want to change this place up. I don't want it to feel very traditional, or we're an empty nester now. We want the place to be light, modern, airy. And it was so fun working with her on that and totally changing it up. So,
you know, anyone who has worked with an interior designer in the past, they appreciate what an interior designer can do to enhance their home, and they will work with an interior designer in the future. And to take it even a step further, to hire the same interior designer, what a huge compliment to you at KMD Interiors. And I know we've just scratched the surface. I know there's so many different things that you as an interior designer can help with. You were telling me that you've been staging a lot of houses. Mm-hmm. And that is that to help sell those different spaces?
Exactly. In this day and age, it's so funny, even as designers, when we photograph our projects, we more or less have to stage them now as well. Everything in terms of is so visual out there now with social media and Instagram. And so everything we do really needs to be more tailored to that. So when you're selling a home, it is so important to stage that home so that it conveys well on the internet. Mm-hmm. And I work with the Builder Knight Residential Group and have helped them over the past few years with selections for their clients, but also taking the homes that they've built as spec homes and furnishing them as models. Mm-hmm. And it absolutely has paid that once that townhome or that single family home has been furnished, for the most part they sell. And it really, that speaks to the process itself. The ones that haven't been furnished are the ones that are sitting.
Gotcha. And let me just kind of give you a rundown and you just say yes, no. Have you been involved as an interior designer with, say, a master bath?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
Living room?
Yep.
Outdoor space?
Yep.
Kids' rooms?
Mm-hmm.
And in the entire house?
Yes. I've done all sorts of projects, like I said, and the one thing with our business now, because it is becoming more and more collaborative with, you know, as Pinterest becomes more present or more ever-present in our lives and house and all the social media platforms, that clients can now go direct and really get a good sense of their design styles. It's, you know, when I first started in 2004, I can remember meeting with clients and they'd have the manila file with, you know, it was, you know, 3 inches high with stuff they were tearing out of magazines over the years. And it's so nice that we have those social media platforms so that they can continue looking and finding and really honing in on what their style, their tastes are. And it really, a lot of projects are collaborative now. So we can help clients from just helping them tweak it and pull it together if they really feel like they want to just kind of do it on their own, but they just need a little bit of hand-holding, as well as clients that are just, I have clients that, I have one client right now that she's in New York, but their home is in Kiowa, and she's just like, you know what, just do it all.
Wow.
Yeah, which is
great,
so nice.
Great compliment to you.
And so it really, like I said, it runs the gamut.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about KMD Interiors?
They can visit our website, which is kmdinteriors.com. I also have a presence on Houzz, again, kmdinteriors.com. And also they can follow my Pinterest boards.
All right.
And Instagram.
Very good. Well, we've been talking to interior designer Karen Germond with KMD Interiors. Thanks so much, Karen.
Thank you, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.